On this week's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston talks about DNA testing and whether he should swab his children's mouths to deter them from becoming criminals.
Around Father's Day back in June, I noticed a bunch of national news stories about fathers meeting their adult children for the first time. Similar stories were printed about children, now adults, finding their father, or learning that the person they thought was their biological father was not. What most of these two groups had in common was they were given DNA tests as a fun gift to learn about their heritage. What they learned from it was something completely unexpected. No one could have ever foreseen the rise in popularity and relative cheapness of DNA testing. Some middle-aged guy might have been curious if he had any Irish ancestry, like his grandmother loved to say. So he sent his saliva to 23andMe. And not only does he learn his grandmother was wrong, but due to his visits to a sperm bank back in college, he has a dozen children that he has instantly been linked to. And then his phone starts ringing. Additionally, I doubt that law enforcement would have ever guessed that someone would submit DNA to one of these 23andMe types that would lead them to solving a 30-year-old crime. What law enforcement thought was a cold case suddenly wakes up because the criminal's sister wants to learn about her family tree. Instead, she gets the FBI at her door with some serious questions. These DNA tests are revealing lots of things, of one of which is, after submitting DNA, hiding from your past becomes much, much harder. Which leads to the ethical question with which I'm struggling. Should I swab my kids' mouths and send it in to some DNA lab? Should I proactively turn them in for a crime they have not committed yet, and hopefully never will? Or identify them as the father or mother many, many years from now? I don't know. Does this act of being a good citizen and putting their DNA on file conflict with being a good father? I feel like I'm siding with law enforcement and children looking for biological parents over my own children, though my own children have done nothing wrong, and I firmly believe people should be held accountable for what they've done. It's weird. Could submitting DNA become a criminal behavior deterrent if I tell my children about it? Hey, son, just so you know, when you were a small child, I swabbed your mouth and sent your DNA in. So if you decide to become a criminal, the odds are against you getting away with it if you're sloppy. So you better be a good, clean criminal. And by the way, that's very hard to do. Just so you know, I'm not going to submit their DNA. I think it's an invasion of their privacy. But there's been an interesting debate going on in my mind, and I've changed my mind a few times since beginning to entertain this whole argument. I do know this, though. If I'm ever given another one of those DNA tests as a gift, I'm going to throw that dang thing away. You never know what may be out there. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.